All that, Mallory Steinberg. Always good to catch up with you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on.
56-46, our halftime score. Bucks basketball brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. /tickets.
56-46, halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. Bucks up 10 on the New York Knicks. And again, defense has been the story in this first half for the Bucks, specifically that of Brook Lopez. He has looked much, much closer to the Brook of old in these first 24 minutes. 9 points and 4 blocked shots leading the way, anchoring down that Bucks interior defense. 10-point halftime lead for the Bucks. We will take a look at some of the individual scores and get you set for the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
10-point Bucks lead at halftime. 56-46 is our score. Again, 4 blocked shots from Brook Lopez is the one individual stat to really circle here through the first 24 minutes of play. Only one scorer in double figures for the Bucks. That is Giannis, up to 10 points. But you've had a balanced offensive attack. Jay Crowder, 9 points off the bench. Dame Lillard, Brook Lopez, and Chris Middleton have each scored 9 points as well. And Marjon Beauchamp, a pair of corner threes, gave the Bucks 6 off the bench. They're up 10 on the New York Knicks here at halftime, 56-46. Halftime brought to you by Uline. The call of the second half comes your way after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The holidays start here at Pick and Save with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. No matter how you shop, Pick and Save has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone.
Get a head start on holiday shopping with early bird savings at Menards. Check out these hot deals. All prices after 11% rebate. Kids and ladies cozy socks, just $4.99 a pair. Assorted styles of dog sweaters, $3.99 each. A multi-cooker that works as a steamer, slow cooker, and more. Only $35.59. Get early bird holiday deals plus 11% off everything. Good through November 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Back in the saddle again here at Fiserv Forum. This is Dave Kane with you here, joined again by Justin Garcia here above the court at Fiserv Forum, where we are sitting in a 56-46 game. The Bucks with a 10-point lead. Before we do anything else, looking ahead to the second half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A look ahead to the second half in a moment, but first let's peer back at the first half in the way of rebounding. It was a big part of the story. Your Pella Doors and Windows rebounding report. Who's hitting the glass? Well, that would be the New York Knicks. If it weren't for the rebounding, boy, they would be in a much bigger hole. But you look at the rebounding tally, 34-19 in favor of the Knicks. How about 14-3 on the offensive boards? But the Knicks haven't been fully able to capitalize. They do have 13 second chance points, but just 5 of 14 when they've had those opportunities from the floor. So haven't been able to fully maximize those, but see if the Bucks can tighten that up. That's presented, as always, by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They can help lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. And, Justin, let's look ahead to the second half. How do the Bucks grab that? Those rebounds and kind of grab that part of the game a little bit away from the way New York has been able to do it.
Adrian Griffin points out it's not individual defense. We play 5-on-5 here, and you got to take the same approach with rebounding the basketball, play through the whistle. Brook Lopez has done a much better job putting his teammates in position tonight. You just got to finish off those possessions.
Meantime, the Knicks are trying to jumpstart their offense, where they have shot just 31% so far in this game. The Bucks starting with the basketball. They are wearing their City Edition kits here tonight. The Lake Great Lakes blue uniforms with the cream-colored numbers and lettering, and Bucks spelled out across the front in blue on a cream-colored stripe. It's Giannis out there with Middleton along with Lillard, Lopez, and Beasley. Giannis fades and fires on the left baseline. No good, but the rebound tipped back out. Middleton steps into the three, and he makes some pay. We just talked about rebounding, and no sooner do we mention it before we speak it into existence. And Middleton with his second three-pointer of the night. The Bucks now lead it by 13. 59-46. Jalen Brunson the other way. We've got a moving screen, it would appear, on Mitchell Robinson. And that's.
No, they're getting Beasley.
They got Beasley. Wow, it looked like it was Robinson.
That would have been four, yeah.
Instead, Beasley is going to get called for what will be his first, and the inbound pass will go to Randall. Randall's out there along with Mitchell, Brunson, Grimes, and also Josh Hart. Again, no R.J. Barrett tonight for the second consecutive game with a sore knee. Shot misses from Grimes on the near wing from three, and the rebound goes to the Bucks. Milwaukee the other direction. They're left to right here in this third quarter. Lillard, a couple stutter steps, being defended by Hart. He's on the right wing, dribbles with the left hand, takes it into the paint, feeds it to the corner. Beasley drives baseline, takes it down low, fades, fires, misses off the back iron, too strong from about 8 feet. Brunson the other way now for the Knicks. He's into the front court, a minute gone here in this third quarter. Hands it off to Mitchell Robinson. Robinson on the dish to Hart. He's left alone. He gets free from three, and he misses on the open shot. That was one of the things Coach Tom Thibodeau talked about. Got to make those open threes. They have not tonight. Here's Lopez. He fires one up. Long three. That misses back iron. Brook has hit three three-pointers tonight, but that one was too far. Lopez on the other side trying to play defense on Brunson. Brunson has the quickness advantage and blows right by him as he takes it to the rack from the corner. Lays it in, so Jalen Brunson now sitting with 18 points. He has pulled his squad back to within 11. 10 minutes to play, third quarter action. Fiserv for him. Pocket pass from Middleton to Giannis. Draws a crowd per usual. Now sends out Lillard. Open look from three. Yes, sir. That is the combination that will send shivers down the spines of video coordinators and opposing coaching staffs near and far. Michelob Ultra 3 from Dame Lillard. Giannis draws the attention, and Lillard, you know, he says, you set him up, I'll knock him down. He did there. Brunson step back three on the way. He gets the late whistle on the late closeout from Beasley, who fouled him with three free throws coming for Jalen Brunson. 62-48, Bucks by 14. As Milwaukee commits what will be its second foul here in the opening 3 minutes of the third quarter. So three free throws coming for Brunson, who has carried the majority of the scoring load so far for the Knicks. And now are we going to see where they come down in his landing space they're going to review? So the officials are going to the monitors right now.
The foul is under review for a potential flagrant foul.
Yeah,
player's under review.
So they're going to look at this to see if Beasley infringed his landing area. Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. What did you think when you looked at this thing? I didn't think he. It almost looked like Brunson was jumping into him.
Yeah, Brunson came forward.
After review, the defender lands, and there is hip to hip contact. That is the defensive foul. This is not a flagrant foul. It'll be three shots, and we'll play off the maker minute.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Brunson came forward not an egregious amount where you would look at it on the opposite end of is this an offensive foul. It was a tough closeout, though, by Malik Beasley because you were already beat, maybe a little too aggressive on that.
Yep. So much ado about nothing. Brunson will step to the free throw line with three shots in front of him, trying to keep his team within eye shot here tonight. Bucks have led throughout most of this game. It was three lead changes in the first quarter. In fact, Milwaukee trailed by as many as 6 points in that quarter, but since that point on, they really have not looked back. And right now, sitting on their largest advantage of the game before these free throws from Brunson. Bend to the knees, and the first free throw is up, and it is good for a Knicks team that has shot just 69% from the free throw line so far this season, ranking them 29th in the league. A year ago, they ranked 22nd as a team at 76%, but knocks down a pair here. He's got another one coming. So far tonight, New York is 9 of 14 on their opportunities. That was the lone bright spot for the Bucks in the loss 2 nights ago in Toronto, was the fact that Milwaukee absolutely dominated the free throw shooting part of that game, as he knocks down all three free throws here. Here comes Milwaukee the other direction with it. Dame Lillard trying to get some contact, couldn't get the call. He missed the runner from 12 feet on the right side of the lane. Knicks go the other way with it. Josh Hart works into the corner, catch and shoot three. That missed, but another offensive board. This time it's Josh Hart. Boy, Josh Hart has had plenty of those offensive rebounds. It's not just Mitchell Robinson that's inflicting the damage on those offensive boards. Randall fires up a three. He just cannot make a shot. Rebound controlled by Middleton. Julius Randall is now 3 of 14 for the game. And mentioned his travails early in the broadcast. He is off to a historically tough shooting start to the season. Chris Middleton trying to shake the defense of Grimes. Pulls up a miss short on the three-pointer straight away. Knicks going the other direction with it now. Brunson's into the front court on the right wing, defended by Beasley around the Mitchell Robinson screen. The handoff to Robinson. Now he'll give it to Randall. Randall's to the free throw line before he kicks it out. Good defensive set so far for the Bucks. Julius Randle drives in on Lillard. Spins, now passes back out to Hart with 2 seconds left. Grime catch and shoot three, and he beats the clock and hits the three. Bucks got punished for a pretty good defensive set there.
Quentin Grimes has hit three of those already where the defense has played well and he's buried it late in the shot clock.
So Dame Lillard moves it the other way. That lead is down to single digits again. 62-54 on that three-pointer. Giannis wanted his three, held off. Now he attacks on Robinson down low. Wraparound pass intercepted and taken by Josh Hart. Hart's running the other way. His shot challenged by Middleton and he lays it in off the window and he wanted a foul. He won't get that, but he does get the points. He's got some choice words right now for James Williams, and he's probably walking a fine line. Timeout, Bucks. They've got what is now just a six-point lead. They were up by 14 a blink ago, and they picked themselves up off the mat now with 7:51 to go in the third. You're listening to the opening round action of the in-season tournament on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. As long as my heart beating and I'm breathing
air. Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Point lead is down to six for the Bucks with 7:51 to play in the third quarter. Glad to have you with us. Dave Kane alongside Justin Garcia. Our onside engineer is Ryan Elliott. Filling in for Tom Hecker. We got our Bucks scholar in the house tonight. That's DJ Smith. Glad to have him up here with us. And back in the studio, we got Jason Gordon, man in the fort at WTMJ, our flagship station. Glad you could be with us. We're brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And by BMO, they are the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. So, Bucks will have the ball. And as you saw the Knicks make this recent run, Justin, did anything in particular jump out at you? They have scored the last 8 unanswered points, mentioned erasing that 14-point hole.
Well, again, rebounding and what Mitchell Robinson has been able to do. And when you watch this, the Knicks are just swarming, and it's everything we said the Bucks need to do. That Brook Lopez can help, but you just need to swarm rebound and gang rebound, and that's what the Knicks have been doing to get more second-chance opportunities.
Yeah, you look at those offensive rebounds. It's not just Mitchell Robinson, although he does have six. Josh Hart has two, three for Julius Randle. Here's a three-pointer for Beasley out of the timeout. Got a good look at it, but he just left it short. Beasley had 6 3-pointers in that loss Wednesday. Here's another transition three. This misses from Grimes from the right wing. Missed it short, rebounded by Lillard. He sends it ahead to Giannis. And Giannis is going to get called for carrying the basketball. So turnover, unforced turnover, gives it right back over to the Knicks. And the Bucks starting to make a couple mistakes here. That is opening that door up a bit more and more for the Knicks. Plenty of time to go in this one. 7.5 minutes to play in the third. 62-56. Bucks out in front. Knicks with the ball in white. Working the ball around on the outside. Randle misses another three. That cylinder has to look like it's 2 inches wide for him right now, the way things are going. Here's a lob inside to Giannis. He couldn't quite corral it, but it was a great setup from Lillard. Just went off of his fingertips. It was going to be a monstrous alley-oop dunk. Instead, it results in a turnover, and now it's going to be New York going the other way. Brunson on the run, gets it to roll over the front iron, and good. Lead is down to 4. 10 unanswered points now for the Knicks. The Bucks have cooled off shooting the basketball. They've turned it over now again. More than they'd like in this quarter. They're just 2 of 8 from the floor. Have not hit a field goal inside the arc. Dame Lillard's going to launch a three, and he'll keep that beat going with a long three from the left wing. Dame Lillard, second long one of the night, and the Bucks get a Michelob Ultra 3 to snap the 10-0 scoring run for the Knicks. 65-57, Bucks with a lead. Brunson on the other end. Hands the ball off to Randle. Randle on the give to Grimes. Grimes pocket pass back to Randle. Lost it for a moment. Sends out to Brunson. Steps inside the arc. Clean look at the mid-range Jay, and he drills it from 17. Jalen Brunson starting to pour it on now. He's got 25 points with still 6 minutes to play in the third. Here's Dame Lillard the other way for the Bucks. Hands off to Giannis, now to Beasley. Beasley's on the left wing, being defended tightly by Harden. Off to Lopez. Lopez on the dribble, handoff to Beasley. Beasley sends it left wing. Giannis gonna fire up a three, and he buries it from the left wing. The Greek Freak on the board here in the second half with the long jump shot from distance. Michelob Ultra 3, he's got 13 points now. Here's a pull-up three from Brunson. He missed it. From the right wing, Giannis with the rebound. Going the other way, trots into the front court, dribbles between his legs. Now he'll feed it to the left wing. Lopez wants in on the action. Can't hit the three. Rebound tipped to himself by Connaughton, but he turned it over. Heads-up play by Josh Hart, jumping the passing route in front of Beasley, and now it's a transition three from Brunson. He misses short, but another offensive board. Julius Randle works it out to Grimes, now to Hart. Hart, a head fake, drives inside, throws the pass to the corner. Brunson has got this defense scrambling now. Laterally across the paint, passes it off to Hart. Hart, with 2 seconds to shoot, couldn't hit the three, and this time Lopez rips in the rebound as he steps inside of the big man, Mitchell Robinson, who's slow to get up. Bucks have an odd man rush if they can take advantage. Connaughton gets underneath the defense, puts the shot up off the window. Looks like he was halfway between the shot and the pass to Lopez, and now Giannis gets called for the foul, and boy, that indecision, costly. Connaughton had what looked like maybe an easy layup. Of course, he had Randle a little bit lurking, and I think it got enough of his attention that he kind of split the difference between a pass and a shot.
Yeah, more size from Julius Randle, but he is by no means a shot blocker. I think it was just kind of awkward placement of where Pat was when he caught it. That's 4 times that the Bucks have just missed a point-blank shot at the rim.
So the Knicks dodge a bullet. They're still within 8 points. Mitchell Robinson going to check out of the game. Giannis, second foul committed of the night right there. And he takes a seat on the bench for the Bucks. Also, Beasley going to check out for Milwaukee. New into the game, Marjon Beauchamp along with Bobby Portis, and now Jay Crowder checks in as well for Milwaukee. Lopez going to also take a seat. So Lillard and Connaughton stay in the game, but three other fresh faces check in with 4:43 to go in the third of a 68-60 game. Knicks basketball right to left into the front court. Brunson on the left-hand dribble, picked up by Lillard. Dribbles with the right hand. Lillard pokes it away, but Brunson picks it back up. Bounce pass inside to Hartenstein, who wiggles his way free underneath for the layup. Back to a two-possession game, 68-62, 4:20 to go now in the third. Lillard, bounce pass over to Portis. He's going to find the open shooter. Jay Crowder missed it, though, but an offensive rebound picked up by Beauchamp.
Back to Crowder. Three ball. He won't miss twice. Deep corner three. And he knocks another one down. Crowder's been feeling it from long range here of late. He is now 4 of 5 from three-point range tonight. And a drive on the other side. A turnover. Grimes was expecting a teammate to be there, but he wasn't. And he sends it out of bounds on the baseline. So Jay Crowder, 2 for 3 for three-point range the other night. He is now connected on 9 of his 14 three-pointers this season. Connaughton on the drive, trying to turn the corner on Quickly. And he got fouled by Quickly. So Emmanuel Quickly picks up his first foul, and Quickly, the fourth-year man out of Kentucky, unable to secure that rookie-scale contract extension by the deadline. He'll be a restricted free agent after this season. Betting on himself to have a big year now. Has not played big minutes here tonight. Lillard's got it at the top of the arc. Takes two defenders with him before he feeds to Portis. He kicks out. Open three again. Crowder this time too strong. That would have put the Bucks back ahead by double digits. Instead, it's Hart attacking, and he scores on the other end. Transition bucket for the Knicks. Bucks have had some trouble with their transition defense all season long. Here's a pass down low from Lillard out to Crowder. Sends it out to Beauchamp, and he will lace one from the right wing. Marjon Beauchamp connects on Milwaukee's 16th three-pointer already tonight. The Bucks are shooting 53% from the bonus sphere. They've got a 10-point lead with 3:14 to go in the third. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Free activities delivered right to your inbox.
Well, it's a 10-point lead for the Bucks here in group play. First action of this in-season tournament. The new venture being launched this season. We're looking at a new-look court here at Fiserv Forum. Good-looking court with that almost seafoam green up the middle of it. And that NBA Cup, the trophy for the winner of this in-season tournament, that will be doled out in December. But for now, the Bucks off to a good start with a 74-64 lead on the New York Knicks, with still a lot of work to do, with still 3:14 remaining in this fourth quarter. All right, Knicks going to have the basketball as we resume play. But, boy, Justin, it's nice to see those shots go down. The world's just a little better place to live when you're hitting three-pointers in this league, isn't it?
Well, and it's important today because the Knicks are pulling down more than 60% of the rebounds and have a 41% offensive rebounding rate. That's what's keeping them close despite their cold shooting.
Which incidentally was the same percentage the Raptors had two nights ago. So that is an area of concern of sorts for the Bucks. But you know this Knicks team, they've got one of the best in the business of Mitchell Robinson there, but it hadn't just been Robinson. Here's a runner on the way, quickly got fouled from behind and got the shot to go as he was on the run just inside the free throw line. Got shoved from behind as he was fouled on the play by, let's see who they get that on. I think it was Cam Payne. Yeah, it was. Yep. Payne got called for the foul. So DiVincenzo going to check in. He replaces Quentin Grimes. Dante tonight in another return in 10 minutes has not had the success he did the last time these teams played. He's missed four of his five shots. Quickly in the meantime, connects on the free throw for his first free throw of the night. He's got 6 points now. The Bucks now see that lead cut back down to seven on the three-point play from Quickly. Milwaukee has it on the other side. It's Portis along with Connaughton, Beauchamp, Payne, and Crowder. Good feed down low from Connaughton underneath to Crowder, and Crowder softly lays it off the window after the drive and dish from Pat Connaughton. 76-67, 2:37 to go now in the third. Jalen Brunson dribbling to his left. Now he works it to his right on the right wing. Quickly with a jab step in. He takes it inside the paint. Puts up a contested shot. That's up and good. Tough shot there in spite of the hand from the side from Cam Payne, who did his best to alter it, but not enough. 76-69. Knicks starting to get their offense going here a little bit. Bobby Portis to the top of the arc. Hands the ball to Connaughton. Connaughton back to the left wing where Portis has it again. Drive, spins, fades, fires his shot offline. One hand rebound knocked away from Beauchamp out of bounds. It'll go to the Knicks. So good defensive set there from New York. And now Milwaukee trying to repay the favor, but they will have another three-point play opportunity as Jalen Brunson runs roughshod down the lane in transition and lays it in with a foul. Wow. Bucks are into the penalty with that foul, but nonetheless, either way, the Knicks have suddenly put the accelerator down in this quarter in the third, where they have connected on 53% of their shots in spite of the fact that they've missed 9 of their 10 three-point shots. They are inflicting damage inside. Free throw's good. So that caps another three-point play for the Knicks. Portis on the other end. Lead is down to 4 again. Connaughton will hand it off to Beauchamp. Marjan steps back. Passes now to Portis. Portis right of the lane with 9 to shoot. Jump hook on the way. Splash. VP, just his second field goal of the night. He was 1 of 6 from the floor prior to that make, and the Bucks needed it right there to get it back to 6. Now some loose dribbling, and Quickly has the ball knocked away, taken away by Connaughton. Feeds ahead. Here's Marjan Beauchamp. He extends to the rim. He got fouled going up. They're going to count that bucket, too, on the goaltend. Well, that's where you love to see the youngster in the open court. He's got that athleticism and the ability to finish, and he was taking flight when he got fouled. Chris Middleton going to come in to replace Pat Connaughton now.
I don't know if I've ever seen a player who prefers to jump off of both feet versus one as much as Marjan Beauchamp does.
He's going to the line for 2 shots here. That foul was on, it was on Brunson. The goaltend was on DiVincenzo. So misses the free throw, however, so he can't cap the three-point play, and the lead is 8 for the Bucks. Here comes Brunson with a head full of steam, attacking on campaign. Sends out, top of the arc, the 3 ball, too short from Hart. New York continues to struggle from long range, shooting the basketball tonight. Middleton, the other direction. He's into the front court, being harassed by Emmanuel Quickly, but he's now taking it right too quickly. Bounce pass inside, a head fake, and a couple nice moves down low from Beauchamp, who corkscrews underneath and lays it in. Slick action down low for the second year man, Marjan Beauchamp. And with inside of a minute to go, the Bucks lead by double digits again. Here's a pass down low. Shot missed from Hart, but he got fouled going up, so he'll step to the line for 2. But going back to that last bucket, again, those flashes you see from Marjan Beauchamp get a sign of a little bit of a feel for what could be down the road for this youngster as he starts to figure it out and add muscle mass as he has.
And, I mean, the boost the Bucks have gotten tonight from Marjan Beauchamp and Jay Crowder is a big reason why they're currently up by double digits.
Josh Hart on the first of a pair hits it. picked up a season ago, splitting time last year between New York and Portland, and also with the Pelicans over the last two seasons, but signed a four-year, $81 million extension over the summer as he connects on both free throws here. They paid good money to keep him around. That'll keep him in New York contractually until the 27 through the 27-28 campaign. Speaking of campaign, he's got it at the top of the arc for the Bucks on the other end. He'll hand it off to Portis. Portis drives around his man, takes it to the rack. He got altered by Hartenstein and couldn't finish. Knicks going the other way. Opportunity for the 2-for-1, and Brunson knew it. He took it right to the rack and lays it in. Game clock and shot clock separated by 8 seconds now. Bucks go quickly the other direction. Middleton was falling out of bounds, being harassed by DiVincenzo, passed it in. And with 20 seconds to play and 11 to shoot, Middleton now drives into the paint, takes it in. Hartenstein, nice move underneath, but he couldn't finish. Scoop to the hoop with the right hand, and now New York got a chance to cut closer. Shot clock is off. Quickly takes it into the paint, comes to a stop, sends out DiVincenzo, left alone from three, missed it. Missed it badly. Portis takes the rebound, and he will not get a shot off before the buzzer. But the Knicks, after trailing by 10 at halftime, cut that deficit down to 6 points, back and forth through the third quarter. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network. So you want to be a warrior?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Froedtert.com.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Six-point lead for the Bucks going into the fourth quarter here tonight for downtown Milwaukee. We are brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. For the Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. All right, you look at this game and the way it's played out so far, a Bucks team that is coming off of what was a really lopsided loss in Toronto. A big part of that was the fact they got out-rebounded 50-29. Fewest rebounds for a Bucks team since January of 2018 in that game. Well, tonight, they're getting more rebounds, but the problem is they're giving up a bunch. 46-31 in favor of the Knicks here tonight, and that's really been the reason New York has been able to stay as close as they have. How do you remedy that if you're Milwaukee?
Well, again, you got a gang rebound. That's what we're seeing from the Knicks, where it's not just Mitchell Robinson. I know he has the numbers, but they're team rebounding. So Brook Lopez is doing his part. You got to play through the whistle and be around the ball.
See if the Bucks can do that. They're going to come out with Beauchamp. They're going to have Campaign, Giannis, Portis, Chris Middleton. For Milwaukee, Knicks will start with the ball going right to left with Randle to inbound to Brunson. They're joined by Emmanuel Quickley, Dante DiVincenzo, and Hartenstein, who takes the feed in the front court. Hands it off to Randle, right back to Hartenstein.
Dribbles with a left hand. On the give around the curl. Brunson being trailed by Beauchamp, trying to stay with him. Oh, that's a shifty move as he puts the shot up. Almost had a chance at the three-point play. I mean, he is so cunning with that basketball.
Yeah, not much Marjan can do there. And you think about the early season run, some of the assignments Marjan has already drawn. Tyrese Maxey on opening night, Trae Young over the weekend, and now tonight we've seen him extensively on Jalen Brunson.
Guards are going to give Bucks a little more trouble than we're used to seeing through the years. With obviously the downside of that Lillard trade is the fact you lose Drew Holiday, one of the premier defenders on the perimeter. And Brunson is over 30 points now at 31 with that first free throw as we just started the fourth quarter. Porter's going to check out. Lopez is in for Milwaukee now. He can cut it to a four-point game. Bends at the knees. The second free throw is good. 15 seconds into the fourth quarter, and the Knicks back to within four. 82-78. Bucks have led by as many as 14, have not trailed since the first quarter. Campaign with a bounce pass off to Middleton. Middleton with a jab step. He's got DiVincenzo on him. Drifts out top with a right-hand drive. Now flick the pass to the corner. Lopez knocks down a three from the deep corner right in front of the New York Knicks bench. Going the other direction, a bone-bruising screen from Hartenstein, trying to free up Brunson. Brunson pulls up and hits from the right baseline. Boy, he's feeling it. He is cooking now. Five-point game. Bucks the other direction. Jalen Brunson has carried the mantle. He's got 34 now for the Knicks. Middleton's got it on the left wing, defended by DiVincenzo. Working his way back in on DiVincenzo. Sends out top. Del Darianis to shoot the three. He obliges. And for the second time in as many shots tonight, he finds the bottom of the net on a long one. Another three-pointer for the Bucks. The three-point shot is really helping Milwaukee so far tonight. See if it stays that way. Quickly drives. He puts up a shot. That was blocked, but it was going down when it was. Lopez is arguing his case, but block number five will not go as a block tonight. He had four blocks in the first quarter, has not managed to get one since, but that one was on its way down. That was the right call. Six-point game, 88-82. Credit the bucket to Emmanuel Quickly. Middleton on the other end. Jab step in. Tries to feed it. Had it deflected, but back to him. He's got it again. Going to pull up right free throw line extended. Couldn't hit the jumper from 17. Rebounded by Quickly. Middleton tonight, 5 of 9 from the floor, 12 points in his 15 minutes. See what his minutes restriction looks like tonight. He has not played more than 17 minutes so far this season. Dante DiVincenzo pulls up, left wing three, rattles three quarters of the way in before it squirts back out. Oh, that one hurts for the Knicks. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. They are now 8 of 34 from three-point range. The Bucks 18 of 32. Giannis wants another three. Oh, the big man. Who needs Dame time when you got freak time? Here at Fiserv Forum. Showing the range. He's 3 for 3 from distance now. Brunson the other way. Down by 9. Pulls up and just rips the cords again. He's not even touching iron on any of these shots. 18-footer. The problem for the Knicks, though, they're losing ground even though they're scoring every trip because the Bucks are hitting threes now. And from unlikely places, none more than Giannis. Giannis says, I'm going to go back to what I do. Drives into the paint, kicks over to the near side. Kane campaign traveled as he pulled the pivot foot. So turnover gives it back over to the Knicks, who are not going away tonight. 9:20 to play here in this fourth quarter. It's a 7-point game as Lillard saw Giannis hitting those threes and said, I better get back out there. Let's restore order to this place as he replaces campaign.
I'm just waiting for Giannis to hit one of those pull-ups a couple of feet inside of midcourt.
You may be waiting for a while, my friend.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
He will probably nod in agreement. Here comes New York the other direction. Into the front court. Quentin Grimes hands the ball off. Now Randall. We're working it around. Now it's Emmanuel Quickly. Defended by Beauchamp. Throws on the Jets. Oh, he draws that foul again. So adept at pulling up, stopping on a dime. Marjan is being tested here against some quick, shifty guards. And Quickly is going to the free throw line. The Knicks have spent a lot of time at the stripe tonight. This is one of the rare games where the Bucks have been on the wrong end of that free throw shooting disparity with only 11 attempts to 21 and counting for the Knicks.
Well, and a big part of Marjan's growth is going to be how he handles getting through screens. one of the reasons, obviously he's a great defender, but one of the reasons why you seldom saw these types of calls against Drew Holiday is because he did such a good job navigating those screens that the offensive player never had Drew on their hip.
First free throw is good from Quickley. Beasley just checked in for the Bucks. As Beauchamp takes a seat on the bench with his second foul, second free throw is good. You know, Milwaukee, through their first four games, led the league. Almost 20% of their points have come from free throws this season, but not tonight. It has been the three ball that has really carried the day for the Bucks tonight with 19 three-pointers, with still 8:57 to go in the fourth. The lead is down to five. Lopez has the ball, knocked away, but he was fouled on the play by Hartenstein. And for the Knicks, that's going to be their first team foul. And for Isaiah Hartenstein, that'll be his second foul. Hartenstein is dad German, but his mother at the University of Oregon, moved to Germany in 08. Here's a pull-up shot that misses from about 16. Lopez couldn't connect, and now it's New York the other direction with it. On the dribble, Quickley pulls up baseline and he knocks another one down. So boy, New York is not hitting threes, but they're hitting the mid-range shots like they're going out of style here tonight in this fourth quarter. They have connected on now three of their five shots in the quarter. Giannis attacks, and they've gotten a lot of free throw shooting. Giannis says, let's get a few of those ourselves as he drives down the baseline. Actually, I beg your pardon, they have hit four of their five shots in this quarter and all four of their free throws. Giannis is going to go to the line, though, here as he got fouled on the play by Julius Randle, who couldn't corral him turning that corner.
We saw the Knicks get it down to four a couple of times in the third quarter. The Bucks would always respond. This is the closest they've been since the Knicks led the game early in the second quarter.
Giannis at the free throw line. A deep breath. One bounce of the ball. Can he follow those three-point shots up with some free throw shots? Oh, that's asking too much. Left it short. Giannis tonight, 4 of 7 at the line. He's got 19 points. Amazingly, 9 of those 19 coming from the three-point, from beyond the three-point arc. Second free throw on the way to give the Bucks a 4-point lead. Got it. 92-88, 8:20 to go on the fourth. Been a good one here tonight. Downtown Milwaukee. Opening round action of the group stage of the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament. Group B action here tonight. A bounce pass. Hartenstein sees the opening, but it's closed in a hurry as Giannis slams the shot against the window with a block. Lillard the other direction. Feeds off to Connaughton. Connaughton back to Lillard. Now Lopez left alone from three. He missed it well short. All by his lonesome there. Couldn't hit it, though. DiVincenzo the other way. Hands off to the trailing Quickley. He got blocked by Lopez. His fifth swat of the night. Giannis in transition. He gets fouled going up by Hartenstein. Brook Lopez got so much of that shot, he could have almost caught it. 5 blocks tonight for Lopez, who had had just 2 over the first 4 games he had played this season. He has been returned to his normal spot patrolling the low block. They have not pulled him out as far tonight. And it has immediately reaped dividends for this Milwaukee team as Giannis is going to go right back to the free throw line for 2 more shots. He's got 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists so far in his 29 minutes, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Giannis, 16 points on Wednesday night, the fewest he's had against Toronto since December of 2015. That was 19 meetings ago. Trying to get himself revved up again after a less than stellar showing for pretty much everybody. Not named Malik Beasley in that game on Wednesday night. Knocks down the first free throw as he splashes it through. Hartenstein checks out of the game as he picked up that last foul. His third. He's replaced by Mitchell Robinson, who's back out there. So keep an eye on those rebounds as the long-armed Robinson patrols underneath. He had 11 offensive rebounds a season ago. That was the most by a player in the entirety of the Mike Budenholzer era.
Second free throw in the meantime now for Giannis, and he sticks it. Looking more comfortable shooting that ball tonight. He's 7 of 10 from the line now. 94-88, Bucks by 6. Can they get a stop now? This is where it has become problematic against the Knicks. And really this season, can the Bucks get a stop when they need it? A bounce pass from quickly. DiVincenzo tried to throw it down, but Lopez was between him and the rim, and he missed it off the front end of the iron. Giannis has it poked away from behind, but then is tapped by Crowder to Connaughton. Now to the trailing Lopez. He misses a three, well short. Crowder got the rebound on the air ball, and he got fouled. So Bucks players hustling all over the floor, and all that hustle is going to result in the fourth team foul for the Knicks and possession out of bounds for Milwaukee with 7:17 to go in a six-point game here at Fiserv Forum.
Those four team fouls have come very quickly, too, that the Knicks started off the quarter very well, not fouling and getting to the line.
Lob pass in for Lillard. He's got it in the corner. Defended by Grimes there. Grimes a good defender. Lillard trying to cross him over. We got a whistle and a defensive three-second call against the Knicks. Saw two of those against the Bucks in the first half, and now our first against the Knicks is Mitchell Robinson was the guilty party. So Lillard will step to the free throw line and try to make the Knicks pay for their transgression. And he does. Dame's got 16 points tonight. He has seemed to rediscover his three-point shot a bit as he's knocked down three of his four tries. Inbound pass will go to Giannis. Giannis on the right wing with 7:08 to go. Trying to back his way in, spinning off the defense of Julius Randle, backing him up. Oh, he's going to get called for a travel. You know, that deliberation, we've seen it from a number of Bucks players, just kind of thinking about maybe thinking a little too much, and that has been one of the challenges as this team kind of adjusts to new personnel and obviously a new coaching staff. Turnover gives it back to the Knicks, still a seven-point game. They get 1 point for their efforts on that three-second technical foul shot from Damian Lillard. 7 minutes to go now in regulation. 95-88, Bucks with a lead, Knicks with a basketball. Jalen Brunson finds the opening, gets around the defense of Lillard and lays it in up close. Lopez couldn't get there in time to alter the shot, and it's back to a five-point game. Brunson continues to score at will. We got a whistle on the other side of things. Foul going against the Knicks. That's going to be free throws because New York is into the penalty. But before it is, we got a timeout on the floor. Milwaukee trying to hold on against a New York Knicks team that is not going away quietly into that good night. Stepping aside, coming back, more come after these words. This is opening round action of the group stage of the NBA in-season tournament on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media. This is Civic Media.
Well, but a tight fourth quarter. Back and forth we go. 95-90. Milwaukee with a five-point lead. Still 6:46 to go in this fourth quarter. Let's highlight what has played out in quarter four. It's quarter four of 2023, and people should be focusing on insurance plans for next year. Network Health can help them do that. Network Health makes health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you, and they are also featuring this segment as we take a peek at what has transpired over the opening half of this fourth quarter, where the Knicks have outscored the Bucks 14-13, and New York 5 of 9 shooting. They've hit all four of their free throws. The Bucks 3 of 7 from the floor. You look at numbers of note, the Bucks have actually out rebounded the Knicks in this quarter 6-3, as they try to fend off this New York Knicks team that has not led since the opening 2 minutes of the second quarter. Damian Lillard is at the free throw line as we resume play after he was fouled on the floor previously. The Knicks are, as mentioned, in the penalty. The Bucks only have 2 team fouls against them. We're brought to you, makes the first free throw. We are brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Lillard knocks down the second free throw, so he makes a pair. Dame now sitting with 18 points for the Bucks, and he comes away with a steal as he picks the pocket of Brunson there. Takes it into the front court now. Going to fire up a long three. That's an air ball, but Connaughton catches it. Feeds to Portis. His first three-pointer of the season. Can't see it go down. He just has not been able to hit the long one so far this year. Here's a three-pointer the other way. Oh, that is a big turnabout. Grimes knocks it down from the near wing left. The Bucks had 2 clean looks at threes, couldn't hit either of them. Instead, the Knicks cash in on the other side, and we are back to a 4-point game. Lillard on the other side. Thought about the three. Gives it to Crowder. Crowder works it to Connaughton. Connaughton right of the lane defender. He gets it to Portis. Portis, he's working on the defense of Julius Randle. Turns around, flips it up with the right-hand jump hook. Misses front iron. Rebounded underneath by Mitchell Robinson. Ahead to Brunson. Brunson the other way. On the right wing. Stutter step around the screen from Mitchell Robinson. Yo-yos around him. Takes it down low. Spins. Slings out. Randall's got it. Late in the shot clock with 6 to shoot. Takes it inside. Feeds out to Brunson. Brunson into the paint. Spins. Sends to Randall with 2 to shoot. Fires up the 3. Misses it. Lopez boxes out on Robinson beautifully. Taps it to Lillard. Lillard going the other way. Attacking. Trying to draw that contact. He does! Just missed a chance of the three-point play, but Damian Lillard had one goal in mind there, and it was find your way to the promised land at that free throw line where he has earned himself another trip. As he steps to the line, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
First free throw is good for Lillard as Giannis checks back into the game. He replaces Bobby Portis, and so now in crunch time with 5:28 to play in this fourth quarter, it is a 5-point lead for the Bucks. Lillard, 8 of 8 from the line. Can he make it 9 of 9? The deep knee bend, and the second free throw is good. So Lillard puts the Bucks ahead 99-93 after the foul was committed by Julius Randle. Now it's Brunson circling under the rim. He loses the ball on the baseline. Going to be saved by Connaughton. Back into Lopez. Back ahead to Lillard. Lillard tried to get it to Giannis, but it was knocked away. Fortunate for Lillard, he was able to pounce on it to get it back. Almost a turnover in a dangerous spot. Lillard put up a three, but it was blocked. Loose ball knocked by Giannis, but it goes right to Harden. He'll feed it ahead to Brunson. Brunson drifting to his right. Squeezes off a three. Misses it short. Good rebound underneath by Lopez, who's done a nice job on Mitchell Robinson here of late, preventing those second chance opportunities that the Knicks were victimizing the Bucks with early in this game. Giannis hunched over now at the top of the arc with inside of 5 minutes to play. Spins down the lane. Lays it off the window but couldn't finish. Rebounded underneath by Hart. Hart feeds it off to Brunson. Brunson, a Euro step in the lane. Lays it off the window and good. And the Knicks back to within a single possession. The Bucks have missed shots they've been making all night here lately. 99-95, 4:23 to go. Lillard the other way, top of the circle with a left-hand dribble, defended by Hart. Stops, picks up his dribble, gives it to Giannis, now to Lopez, back to Giannis. Giannis straight away, thought about the three, gets the contact, and he's going to the line for three shots. When is the last time a defender has fouled Giannis on a three-point attempt?
When's the last time we saw Giannis go for that, too, to entice the defender in the air? Number one, he hits three threes tonight, so that kind of is what led to him taking the bait there. But for Giannis to put his body